want first to thank the organizer to invite me to this symposium for this presentation about our work on sex-specific pheromones in Elipatus betulinus. This is a native species in Brazil. And I want first to talk about the mat herb, that's the host plant of this insect. The mat herb, it can reach a big tree like this one, but essentially it appear like this small rams here. And this is they have an incident of about 504,000 square kilometers in Brazil, Argentina, and Paraguay. And Brazil has almost 450,000 square kilometers, what represents something like 5% of the national territory. This is the southern Brazil, this is the South America here in Brazil, where this is São Paulo state, Paraná state, where I live, Santa Catarina, and Rio Grande do Sul state. This is the southern Brazil, and this mat herb has special incidence in this area, especially in my state. This is Paraná state, where I live. The production of mat herb last year was something like 303,000 tons, and this is a processing industry, and this is as the product appears as a final product. It is used for a kind of tea, it's an infusion. And Paraná state, where I live, is responsible for at least half of this total amount of this production. The herb mat has a very important economic importance in Brazil, since they have in the late 1999 with Great Depression was responsible for at least 85% of the economy of the state. And even today, the Paraná state currently presents at least 176 seeds that produce the mat herb and leaves, especially from the extraction of this plant and the exportation to Uruguay and Syria and among others countries. And that is a very important cultural of the herb mat, is the tree, is the single tree of the Rio Grande do Sul state. And here we can see typically that this kind of cup where the mat is prepared. This is called chimarrão in Brazil. This is a typical man from Rio Grande do Sul state, a gaúcho, that drink his chimarrão, and a churrasco with chimarrão, barbecue with chimarrão. That's typically all this cultural aspect of southern Brazil. And this is our president all time that he goes to southern. Of course, they need to make some cultural aspect and drinks also this infusion, this chimarrão. There are several pests associated with this tree in Brazil, like some leaf hoppers, saturnine moths like these ones, mealybugs, and some species of mites also appear as pests. However, of all phytosanitary problems that cause significant economic losses to the mat herb, there is no doubt that Elipatus betulinus is the most important pest. This is the insect. They have something like 25 millimeters length, and it's black colored. All these white things is covered is, in fact, they are white hairs, and it's commonly called as mat herb borer. Here we can see a male, and here's a female. That is a sexual, very easy to have a sexual dimorphism between them. Just look to the antenna and the legs. In the males, they are much more robust than females, as we can see in here, in the legs of the male, and here the legs of the females. And this is the larva. They are apod in white color, as we can see in here. And the damage, in fact, the adults, they cause only superficial damage on the plant, since they gnaw twig barks, cause ring markings, lesions, as we can see in these pictures. But the hard damage are, in fact, caused by the larvae that cause several damage, since they build subcortical galleries inside of the plants and weakening the plants and causing several problems, as you can see in here, where the larvae remains until adult emergence. The control for the species, since the mat herb is a product that is released in natura, there is no product that can be applied for control the insect, and the only way that they find is to a manual collection of these insects, as we can see in here, a woman that collecting the insects inside of this bag. And so this opened a very interesting way for a semi-chemical approach for integrated pest management of this insect. And this is, of course, is our main objective for this of this purpose of this work. And what I want to show in here for you today is an overview of the results that we are obtaining on the studies of these species. Start with mate behavior, evidence of sex-specific pheromones, structural identification and synthesis, temporal pattern of emission, site of pheromone production, and biological activity of synthetic compounds. Of course, we have some topics that we have much more advanced than the other ones, but this is an overview of our approach in these species. So when we start to analyze the mating behavior of this insect, we made something like that. We stay something like 4 centimeters long, a male and a female. And what we observed all time, it's not running. It was running, but it's not running right now. I tested. Well, unfortunately, it's not. But what we see is that something like that, when this behavior takes something like 2 minutes, the full approach, and when female approach to the male, something like, the third step was the antennal contact, and male mounted the female, and after that we have the copulation of the species. This behavior takes something like 2 minutes to occur, and this shows us that there is two very important system on the chemical mediate response of this species. That is a male-produced sex pheromone responsible for recognition of males by females, and a female-produced contact pheromone that responsible for recognition of females by males. And the evidence of these things was reported, was observed when we tested response of individuals, males and females, Erypatus betulinus adults to male-female extract in white tube olfactometer, and here we can see a male extract versus exeno as the control, and female extract versus exeno as control, and the response of males is here, response of males in the size, and we can see that male extract is attractive to females, but not attractive for males, and the female's extract is not attractive, attractive to female nor to males. And so this showed that there is an interesting approach from sex pheromone released by males. And when we test the response of males to females that and female that washed, we can see that the female that attracted, now test only for a male, of course, the female that attracts males for copulation, and female that washed, this behavior was not observed anymore, showing of course that we have some sexual pheromone released by male and contact pheromone released by females. And analyzing the chemical composition to see what's happened with this extract that we tested, that showed biological activity, we show that male, the volatile collection from males and females are shown here. The males is the black one, females the this red, and we can see very clearly the existence of 3 male-specific compounds on the species. When we start to analyze the chemical structure of this compound, we say that component number 1 has this mass spectra, as you can see in here, with a molecular ion of 195.94. This was very typically, very likely to be or geranil acetone or neril acetone. Even the library of the mass spectra show very clearly the possibility to be this only these 2 structures. And when we analyze both components by retention time, etc., then we find that component 1 was the geranil acetone. Looking to the mass spectra of the compound number 2, we found that we have an upgrade from 194 to 196, and this had basically 2 possibilities, from geranil acetone or an hydrogenation disposition, for example, or the reduction of the ketone to the corresponding alcohol. This would be much more likely to be this mass spectra, since we have the we don't have the 4-3 peak present anymore in this spectra, and now we have a very interesting 153 that's 18 m distant peak, very closely to be this kind of structure that was previously identified as showed in the previous presentation here. And we made the reduction of the geranil acetone, and then after comparison of the retention time in 2 different columns, that find this component 2 had exactly the same retention time of this alcohol. And finally, the last component, the compound number 3, we had now an upgrade of 196, that was the molecular ion of the alcohol, to 238. This is 42 units of mass, very clearly the diagnosed to be an insertion of an acetyl group, for example, and we can also see the loss of 60 from 238 to 178, again 43 peak here. So this is very consistent to be the respective acetate of the alcohol that was made by acetylation of the alcohol, and after all the analysis necessary to be to retention time, we found that component one was geranyl acetone, alcohol, and respective acetate are the three components present in the extract. We tried to make the absolute configuration. We still are not sure about this bit, but we made a chiral resolution with the alcohol exactly as showed previously. This is a very nice system since we have a very big group here in the side of the molecule of the chiral center and a small one. This is very, very important for a rhizomatic resolution. So we have the R alcohol and the S acetate. From R alcohol, we made the R acetate and the S acetate, the S alcohol by hydrolysis and acetylation, of course. And we have the value of the optical rotation. They are very similar, but we made some experiments that we not show here, but that clearly indicate that the S component is the active, but we are not sure since we still don't have a nice resolution, a chiral column, to be sure about the enantiomeric effects of this component. So I will not show these results right now. And this is the cuticular hydrocarbons present in the females and male body. We are still working in the identification of these components, but I just want to show the GC profile of these compounds. What we can see is that we don't have specific components, but we can see very clearly the existence of at least three female compounds that's present in higher amount than males. This is what I know is that this is not alkenes. This is a metal branch compound. Very probably should be the same compound that was identified for tribolicum tetrapium fuscus, since the species have very similarity in chemical composition. When we start to carry out some experiment to describe the temporal pattern of emission, and these insects, they are the volatiles of the species are collected in 12 hours of light and dark, and what you see was the emission of pheromone is much more present during the photophase, the light period, as we can see in here. And when we made a division of 2 hours on the 12 hours of the photophase, we made collection each 2 hours, and we found that the high production of components was after 4 hours of the beginning of the photophase. So this was exactly the time that made all the Bible say that was necessary to characterize the activity of this component. And we tried also to find something about the site of pheromone production. And to do that, we dissected, we cut the insect in several parts, as the head, prothorax, the elytras, meta and mesothorax, and here the abdomen. We made the extract of this part of the body of the insect, and we find something like that, where the components are mainly present on the prothorax of the species, and also here in the elytra. But I'm almost sure that the components present here in the elytra is due to the contamination of the prothorax, since it's very hard, at least for me, that I'm a chemistry, and my students, to make an exact cut of the right position and try to avoid contamination. So, but what's clean is that on the prothorax we can see a very more than, at least in our analysis, more than 50% of the production is present in this part of the body of the insect. However, when we made some scan electronic microscopy analysis of this prothorax, this is the female and male, we can see here on the male some small pores. I'm not a specialist in these areas, but we can see some small pores in here. But also on females, we can see exactly the same things present even in males and females. So we are not sure what's happened. This was just the first observation from this species. But on the prothorax, the species, the compounds are present in higher amount, but we can find pores even in males and females. And trying to test the biological activity of these synthetic compounds, we used the EEG analysis to carry out our first observation about the activity. And this is the air as air and solvent as control. This is the response of the insect to the crude extract, to male extracts. This is the ketone, the geranyl acetone, the alcohol, and the acetate. And what you see is that the extract and the major component, that the acetate, has almost the same intensity of the response. Of course, this is the racemic component that was employed. And when we test each component isolatedly, we found that first, this is also the response in a wide tubal factometer. The first test was the host plant volatile, since there are some data that are not shown here, but the pheromone alone, they're very similar that was reported previously. The pheromone alone is not attractive, only with the presence of host plant volatiles. So we made the test here, first test in the host plant volatiles versus hexane as the control, and we didn't find response from females. Now we test only the females here. But when you use the main compounds in two different concentrations, plus host plant volatiles versus hexane as the control, we can see an activity of the females, a response to the females, to this component. We also test the ternary mixture of the ketone, alcohol, and the acetate, also in two different concentrations, but all time with the same concentration of the main components in the ternary mixture. And we also find some activity, what showed for us that should not have some significant difference between the response of the main component and the ternary mixture. So would it be possible to test the field experiments only with the main components, since they have a very nice response in wide tubule factometer. We are now we begin the field experiments exactly on the day that I was flying to this meeting. My student, she sent to me some picture of the field when we made the experiments. This is the trap that we are using. We are inserting it exactly in the middle of the tree, since this is the place that when we find the copulation of the insect, and we can see a high activity of the female flying, only female, of course the male can also fly, but you can see in the field, you can see very easily the female flying all time in the field, and the copulation making some place in the middle of the plant like this one. And we are testing now two different types of experiments with the main component and with the ternary mixture to see what's happened if you have successful in the collection of these insects. So this was an overview of our results that we are obtaining in the species. This is our group of pheromone chemistry. This is Marci Fonseca with you and Diogo Vidal that work directly in this project. Please allow me to introduce, this is my son, is Juliano. Last Saturday was his 5 years old birthday. I was flying to this meeting, I could not see him, since I was in another Brazilian meeting last week, and I'm just seeing him to celebrate his birthday only next weekend. So I want to show you here to remember him and send a kiss to him. And and of course I want to thank all the financial support from CNPq, Fundação Araucária, and CAPS in Brazil, that especially this time that provide me money to attend this meeting. And thank you for your kind attention.
Questions for Paulo?
Oi. Yeah, I don't know exactly. To be honest with you, I don't know exactly how these things was made. My student, he went to a microscope lab in there and made all the preparation necessary and tried to collect field. And what she said to me was that that she didn't see any difference between males and females. But I'm not sure. The insect, they have a lot of hairs. That's very difficult to go deep in this structure. And the place that don't have this hair, we try to find something, but this is only the beginning, I don't know exactly.
Wait, yeah. Just that the other species, at least one other species of Danny, the tip of those two spines was different between male and female.
And it might be there. Okay, thank you, I will try to see.
There was another question, yes.
Yeah, I was just wondering, do the larvae feed in the branches as well as the bowl, or just in the branches of the host? Or?
Inside of the old branch.
So the branches either attack the main?
They go especially to the main wood, the male of the plant. Main trunk.
Any other questions?
Did you get any ideas on the host plant compounds?
No.
Just a mixture.
just a mixture of, here we collect the volatile of the made the aeration of the plant, collect the volatile and use the extract of these volatiles to make the experiment. So you don't know exactly.
Are there any known in the literature from that genus of plants?
No.
Interesting to see what
they are. It should be.
Any more questions? One more question. Okay.
Thanks, Paul.